www.ChristianBlog.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, March 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you that this is a situation where we have got to recruit people to run for office, and the deadline to file is April 23rd. Now, looking at the calendar, that's four weeks from today. We have got to get candidates ready to go. We have got to get people ready to file. We have got to do this. Why? Because these elections for clerks, county commissioners, treasurers, sheriffs, four-year terms. The county commissioners are being extended from 2 years to 4 years starting this election cycle. We cannot sit idly by and allow the current commissioners to be unopposed in the August 6th primary. As a matter of fact, if you file early enough, it might convince them not even to run, which could be this week or next. You need to stop and think about this, folks. It's not that hard to run for county commissioner. And with the help that many, many of these candidates are getting, they have to do it. One of the things that we're looking at, that we have got to do, is look at how these local commissioners are going to be dealing with potentially the changing of the funding of our county governments. If Axe My Tax gets the signatures and puts it on the ballot, revenue sharing coming from Lansing is going to change. The budgets are going to change. Lansing state government budget will affect county budgets. This could end up being a game changer. This could change everything. You have to understand one very important issue. Local revenue sharing and how the money is spent and sent back to the counties could affect the county's ability to absolutely fund its services and make other investments. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Antrim County, they redid and renovated the building. It looks nice, right? The new county building and renovations in Antrim, in Bel Air. They look good, the renovations of the new building in Bel Air. It looks great. $6 million. More convenient, nicely laid out, yeah. Came with a price tag of $6 million. Well, it's spent. It definitely beats building a new $40 million building and jail and all the other things they wanted to spend it on. So again, that's why it's so critically important. The clock is ticking. We've got 4 weeks from today, folks. If you want to know how to do it, just give me a call after the show. It's very simple. You go to your county clerk and you ask for a candidate package. It'll have an affidavit of identity. It'll have the application to form a campaign committee. It'll have all the deadlines, and it'll have petition sheets where you have to get a few signatures. Depending on the population of your district, you might need 5, you might need 10 signatures from your neighbors. You take the affidavit of identity back, you fill it out in front of the clerk, you sign it in front of the clerk notarizes it, and you're on the ballot. If you're going to spend more than $1,000 on your campaign, you have to form a committee. You'll have to file a campaign finance report telling them what you spent money on for your campaign if it exceeds $1,000. Now, a lot of these races, you're not going to even bother to spend $1,000. If you buy 100 yard signs at $5 a piece, you're looking at $500. And you might be spending $100 or $200 on business cards. That's it. For $600 total investment, you can spend that out of your own pocket for your campaign, get elected to be a county commissioner, and not even have to fill out a campaign finance report. $600 is all it costs you to run for county commissioner. And here's the other point to all of this. You will have a say what goes on in your community, in your county. You have to understand that your county is going to be facing some major, major decisions on how they deal with Lansing if we get rid of property taxes. Lansing's already fighting her still. Got a story pulled up. I said I was going to get back to Lansing. The Michigan Association of Counties officially announces that it's against ballot proposal Axe My Tax. Absolutely done. Also, here's the other issue that's going to cause a problem. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy is appealing the lower court's ruling. A coalition of groups, individuals, and lawmakers are taking their fight, challenging the state income tax increase all the way now to the Michigan Supreme Court. In a brief that was filed yesterday, the Mackinac Center for Legal Foundation, which represents the plaintiffs, including the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, Senator Ed McBroom, State Representative Dale Zorn, arguing that the individual income tax rate cut that we experienced in 2023 should remain in place until the formula that's contained in the statute causes it to lower again. Patrick Wright, Vice President for Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center, said, quote, "Lawmakers in 2015 knew exactly what they were doing when they passed the tax cut trigger," end quote. The court's acceptance of a flawed economic hypothesis that runs contrary to decades of economic data prevented it from reaching the correct decision. He went on to say, "It is critical that this error be corrected for both taxpayers' relief, budgetary concerns, and because it will also potentially be harmful for future legal analysis." Wright is hopeful that the Supreme Court will hear the case, considering that it ordered it to go before the Michigan Court of Appeals so that they could expedite its decision. Well, a message, a phone call to the Department of Treasury for Lansing was not returned. The legislature passed legislation in 2015 This was done during Governor Rick Snyder's term. In the legislative bill, it would trigger an income tax rate reduction when the state's revenue outpaced inflation by a set amount. Well, that occurred in 2022. The rate was reduced from 4.25% to 4.05% for last year's taxable year, 2023. However, Attorney General Dana Nessel issued an opinion that the decrease only had a one-year lifespan. Didn't say it in the bill. It didn't say it in the law that Snyder signed. So where did she come up with that? Because she's a big tax and spend Democrat. And they want our money. Well, the plaintiffs sued. They filed a lawsuit in the Court of Claims in August. They argued that the tax rate cut that was contained in MCL, Michigan Compiled Law 206.51, Section 1, Subsection C, was permanent, and said that the income tax reduction to 4.05% needed to be permanent. The Michigan Court of Appeals expedited the appeal to the Supreme Court's direction. They sided with Nessel and the Department of Treasury, holding that the 4.25% rate should be applicable to this taxable year of 2024. The Mackinac Center's brief rebutted that. They appealed the court's decision, claiming that it was, quote, unrealistic presumption that a permanent reduction in income tax rate could, in time, lower the rate all the way down to zero. For that to happen, the plaintiffs argued that the state's general fund would have to increase by 230% in a single year, which is not going to happen. County commissioners are going to have to deal with a possible state income tax reduction and reduction elimination of property taxes. You got to run. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half, final segment. Man, this half hour has gone by quick. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. But again, Act My Tax eliminates property taxes. The battle with the Mackinac Center's fight to keep the rollback of the state's income tax down to 4.05. It means less revenue going to Lansing. We won't be paying property taxes on our homes anymore. It's going to require a complete reconfiguration of funding of our local governments. Do you see the importance? Do you see the importance of you being a county commissioner? This is going to be huge, and this is going to take some people with some common sense, business people, to be involved at the county level. You have 4 months from today, or 4 weeks, excuse me, 4 weeks from today, 4 months before the August 6th primary. This will only be April 6th to August 6th, 4 months of a campaign. You're not having to run for an entire year. And this is absolutely critical that you be a part of it. Now, part of the training that you need is to understand Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. You have to understand how important this is. Because when the organizational board meets, you will elect a chairman of the board. The chairman should make the motion for the body to operate under Robert's Rules of Order and immediately pick a couple of commissioners to come up with new bylaws for the new governing body. This is all going to be taught to you in the class. The state constitution will be taught first, then Robert's Rules of Order, and exactly how a new functioning board should function. It's all part of the class. And the last class, the only class we have remaining, is in Traverse City on April 13th. Text me class TC. I'll text you the flyer and a direct link to follow the post, read it, follow the instructions, and to be part of this class. Come to the class on April 13th and decide if you in fact do want to file 10 days later on April 23rd. It's going to cost you $59. You'll get the crash course book. You'll get the constitutional, the guide two Robert's Rules of Order, and a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. You'll get it all, and you'll get the training. You can ask your questions, and then decide 10 days later if you want to file. That's a fair deal, right? It's going to cost you $59 to sign up. Unfortunately, we're going to be doing the class down in Flint 2 weeks later on April 27th, but that will be after the filing deadline for county commissioner. But it will be before the May 7th filing deadline for precinct delegate. And that's what they're hoping to do for the Genesee County Conservative Union. They're going to try to use it as a way to recruit people to run for precinct delegate. They want to take over the Genesee Republican Party, and I'm going to do everything I can to help them do it. So, one thing that you have to understand, this is critical to our local communities. Local communities are going to be the ones that are absolutely critical to dealing with Lansing this next year. It's going to take strong county commissioners to stand up to their state reps and state senators and say, we need you to fund our local government when the property taxes go away. This will be a game changer, folks. And the thing of it is, we're stuck with these county commissioners for 4 years. I'm still looking for somebody for Akiak Township to run for Presque Isle County Commissioner. Text me, give me a call. I want to talk to you. I will absolutely help you file and get ready to go. You got to do this, folks. Share this information. Talk to your friends. Chuck or Randy, the radio station is looking for candidates to run. And we will help them any way we can. We're going to do this. So again, text me class for TC. I'll send you the flyer and the direct link. Come to the class on April 13th. You got 10 days to decide if you want to file your papers on April 23rd to be county commissioner. It's that simple. And then the next deadline we'll be working on will be May 7th for precinct delegate. You got to do this. So if you have any questions, you want to call me or text me. I'll be on the road this afternoon, out on appointments. Give me a call, 231-360-5140. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles...